Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, My Gut Feeling.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, When you are praying, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then in this way. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us to the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. The Gospel of the Lord. These past days, we've been hearing the Sermon on the Mount. This is what I call the gospel. It's the core of Jesus' teaching, what he wants his followers to do and to be like. Today, there are two themes. First, forgiveness. It can be so hard to do. And besides that, to forget. You know, we all trespass, don't we? And sometimes the smaller ways, the smaller trespasses are harder to forgive and forget than the bigger ones. Because each human person is a sacred citadel. And it's the work of a lifetime, isn't it? To boost ourselves up so we can stand secure in our unique personhood. Secure and tall and beautiful. But is there anyone so secure that we can't be knocked down even by those who love us? Someone trespasses on me and it's a huge hurt, even if it's small. It's a pain in the heart, and it's not easy to get over it. But Jesus demands forgiveness. We need to face what's in our hearts and deal with it, and then let it go. That's the big thing, to learn to let it go. And can we just think for a minute about our black brothers and sisters around the world. Think about Floyd George and his family. Can they forgive? So then there's another wonderful word. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. We can just sit before God and we don't need to put anything into words. God reads us exactly, better than we can ever say it. There is a profound wisdom within each one of us. We talk about our gut feeling, don't we? And that gut feeling is usually right. 99% of the time, it's right. It is really good to sit down and be still and connect with it. If we can sit still and quiet and get empty, we're connecting with our deepest self. We need to find a quiet spot with no distractions, if you can. Maybe light a candle or sit with a cup of coffee or tea that helps you focus and, first of all, get empty. It can be crazy. As soon as we're quiet, all kinds of thoughts emerge. If there are some urgent ones, like things you need to do, write it down and then let it go. And pretty soon, you get empty. Recently, in the Easter season, we were hearing the Gospel of John and this wonderful word, Jesus speaking, "The Father and I, we will come to you and make our home within you." This is where God is. Heaven is inside us. Therefore, when Jesus said, pray in this way, our Father in heaven, we are praying equally, our Father who art inside us. Okay? If they make their home within us, then that's where heaven is. This is unassailable logic, right? So sit with this. This is where we meet God, in the gut. This is where we are in our truth. It's like I meet myself and find out that I'm my best friend. And that's exactly where we meet God. God knows every inch of me. As Jesus says, no words are needed. You just sit there and you're there. And God knows you. Isn't that wonderful? And before I say amen, I just want to say, let's also remember to keep on praying for all the medical personnel around the world, especially now in South America and Africa, where the pandemic is out of control. Pray for them. They're so wonderful. God bless you all. Amen.